On Monday's front page, change is again the watchword, but this time it may have a different face. The midterm elections are one day away. The mail bomb plot that began in Yemen may have been aimed at blowing up the planes the bombs were on. And the assembly line approach to paperwork didn't begin with banks in the foreclosure crisis. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Our top story says Republicans made their final arguments for capturing control of Congress over the weekend. The ranks of Democrats who are in trouble deepened. The White House tried to minimize the damage as President Obama and Vice President Biden descended on the battleground state of Ohio. They were hoping to rekindle the passion that sent them to Washington 2 years ago. But Congressman John Boehner, who's poised to become Speaker if Republicans win the House, could be the new face of change in Washington. He, too, crisscrossed Ohio over the weekend, delivering a stump speech attacking Mr. Obama. Independent analysts say Republicans could do at least as well as they did in 1994, when they picked up 54 House seats. Two of the largest new conservative groups plan to keep on pushing their agenda. They're already declaring success with their blistering anti-democratic campaigns. Now they're laying the groundwork for a more aggressive role in the 2012 presidential race. That has Democrats reassessing their early strategies. At the far left side of Monday's front page, officials now believe the two bombs in last week's terror plot were intended to blow up the aircraft carrying them. John Brennan, the president's chief counterterrorism advisor, appeared on Sunday morning news programs as investigators continued forensic studies of the two devices.
We're looking at the potential that they would have been detonated en route to those synagogues, aboard the aircraft, as well as at the destinations. But at this point, we, I think, would agree with the British that it looks as though they were designed to be detonated in flight.
That was Brennan on the CBS News program, Face the Nation. Consumer advocates say banks didn't invent the assembly line approach to paperwork for foreclosures. They say debt buyers have been doing the same thing for years. Debt buyers are finance companies that purchase credit card and auto loan receivables. Nobody knows how many debt collection affidavits are filed each year. The nonprofit Legal Aid Society found that in New York City alone, debt buyers filed more than 450,000 in 2006 and 2007. They brought in more than $1.1 billion in judgments and settlements.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike that the torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans.
The man who helped John F. Kennedy draft those words was an advisor named Theodore Sorensen. He died on Sunday of complications of a stroke he suffered last week. Even Richard Nixon admired Sorensen's talent for coming up with memorable phrases. Sorensen himself was proudest of a letter he wrote for Kennedy. It went to Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev and helped end the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1962.
I knew that any mistakes in my letter, anything that angered or soured Khrushchev, could result in the end of America, maybe the end of the world.
Theodore Sorensen was 82 years old. We'll go inside Monday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have Sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music available on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls included in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit syncmyridepodcast.com.
Inside Monday's Times, Iraqi forces stormed a church where gunmen had taken close to 100 hostages. At least 30 of the hostages and 7 security officers were killed. Another 41 hostages were wounded. Iraq's defense minister said most of the hostages were killed or hurt when the kidnappers set off suicide vests as they took over the church. Another Iraqi source said the police arrested 8 gunmen affiliated with a militant organization that's tied to Al-Qaeda in Mesopotamia. Monday's Business Day section says Samuel Waxel is not letting his past stand in the way of the future. He's the former chief executive of the biotechnology company M-Clone, who spent 5 years in prison after admitting to insider trading. Now he's behind a new biopharmaceutical company. On Monday, it's expected to announce it's licensed an experimental drug for hepatitis C. That's our preview of Monday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.